listeners. Welcome back to the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and I'm no expert. I won't claim to be one either, especially when it comes to talking about how to be safe out on the snowmobile trails. Good thing we have snowmobile program leader Cody Kofstad joining us on the podcast. Cody brings a wealth of snowmobile safety knowledge from both his personal and work experience, which is why he's the perfect expert to talk to today. So enough with this introduction, let's learn some tips on how to be safe out on the trails. All right, welcome everyone back to another podcast episode here, where today we're going to be talking all about snowmobile trail safety. Joined today by Cody. Cody, thank you again so much for joining us today. It's your first time here, so if you wouldn't mind giving the audience a quick introduction of yourself, and we'll jump into it.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. So my name's Cody Kofstad. I've been, I had my first internship with Polaris back in 2008 and been in a variety of different roles since then. Currently, I'm the program leader for our mountain segment. So I'm currently working in the mountain segment, but I'm from Minnesota, been riding snowmobiles for 25 plus years and a lot of experience riding both here around the Midwest and out in the mountains. That's definitely been a great exposure for me to be able to have, you know, kind of a breadth of different experiences. And then with that, probably for like the last 5 years or so, I've helped with some snowmobile safety training in particular. And that one is mainly geared towards people who have already gotten their snowmobile safety certificate, but maybe looking for kind of the next layer of information and detail. And so I've done that, for the last handful of years here at Polaris.
So. Oh, very cool. Definitely sounds like you're no stranger to a snowmobile or being safe on one. So very happy that we could get you on to sit down and talk about trail safety with us. Jumping into the topic here, as someone who maybe isn't as familiar as yourself with machines and snowmobiling, you know, the trail safety can possibly seem like an overwhelming topic. Where do you even begin? Do I start with, you know, buying all the gear, learning, taking classes? You know, there's a wealth of knowledge out there, but where is a good starting point for someone who's just starting out?
Yeah. So, I mean, the very starting point is taking a snowmobile safety class. So that's kind of the number one thing. And if you're, I believe it's if you've been born after it's December 31st, 1976, you're required to do the snowmobile safety course. And so nowadays it's pretty good. Age 16 and older, you can do them online. I believe they have youth classes in person, varying throughout the state. So that's sort of like the number one thing. You got to get your technically, you know, your certification or your license to be able to ride a sled. And then from there, it sounds very cliche, but like your owner's manual is a great starting point. Once you've taken your classes and gotten their certificate, owner's manual has a wide variety of information, everything from some info on general operator safety, things to stay away from, to riding apparel and eye protection, even like winter survival and the things you should bring with. So start with your certificate and getting that through the state. And then secondly, it would be to reference your owner's manual and do a little bit of digging around in there, and you can learn quite a bit.
Perfect. So a lot of great starting points. I know myself having to take the class through Polaris here. Great information in there, and definitely in your owner's manual as well. Thinking about additional classes, what would you say would be the next step if I was looking to get a little bit more education from that basic DNR safety class?
Yeah, kind of the next level is to start to engage with your snowmobile clubs. Sometimes they'll potentially have some classes, or otherwise you can mainly just learn from other people, and being able to engage in a snowmobile club is going to be probably one of the fastest ways to learn the sport. And everyone's always willing to lend a helping hand and teach somebody new the ins and outs.
Now, when we jump into just kind of being successful out on the trail, you mentioned some topics that are covered in the owner's manual, such as how to dress, anything to bring. Can we jump into those topics a little bit more? What should I have as necessary items to bring with me on every ride?
Yeah, I would say even backing up before that, you know, ride prep and what you should do in order to get ready to go for a ride. And the first thing is look at the forecast. And that's universal. I mean, generally, we're always, I mean, the weather forecast is at the, you know, right at your fingertips on your phone or your computer. And being able to look at that, whether it's Midwest riding or out west in the mountains, it's all about knowing the weather forecast. And so air temperatures, you know, wind speeds, things like that have a major influence on A, how you're going to ride, and B, what you should prepare for. So especially I'll focus more around the Midwestern riding in particular, but knowing your forecast, looking at the weather. So if it's going to be below zero or if it's going to be above zero, you know, that's going to influence maybe how many layers of clothes you put on. And then the other piece to it is the actual trail conditions. So it could be a beautiful day, you know, warm weather, but if we've gotten recent fluffy snow and some, you know, wind speeds 20, 30 miles an hour, you know, visibility becomes really challenged. And that's an important aspect of how you would plan your ride, whether you're going to go ride kind of in the open meadows and the fields or ditches, or if you're able to ride and focus more on the forests where you're going to stay out of the wind and the blowing snow. So those pieces are the kind of the first step to dictating your ride. And then getting into the pieces of gear, I mean, it's you know, just starting out, the important thing is don't just buy the most heavily insulated coat and then wear a t-shirt under it. You should always dress in layers. Layers are going to help you mitigate kind of your body management in terms of how hot you get, how cold you get. You know, if you work up a sweat versus not, all of those things are critical and important in sort of the groundwork for going out and riding. And then kind of getting into the other pieces. So, you know, under layers, under garments, and then getting into, you know, your outer layer, outer shells. But then on top of that, you have a lot of different options between face masks or balaclavas and, you know, a breath deflector or not. So that's one aspect. And then also helmet selection. So whether it's a full face or a full shield helmet versus open goggle style helmet, those are all sort of attributes that, you know, it's very rider dependent. Like, what would you prefer as your type of riding and riding style? So that's definitely on the various people on how they would select their helmet. And then getting into boots. I mean, snowmobile boots are great. They provide support and they're really warm. So that's a kind of a universal great go-to. And then lastly would be gloves. I mean, that's, again, dependent on a little bit of your snowmobile, whether you got a big windshield or a small windshield and hand guards and air temperature. But, you know, usually it's going to be either maybe a thinner pair of gloves on a really warm day, or maybe you wear thick gloves or potentially thick mittens. You know, it all depends on the person. And so you as a person know your body. And so that should help dictate how you dress.
Sure. So definitely some takeaways from there is make sure you layer and dress to your body type. You know, there's not any one blanket combination that's going to work. So it may take a couple of things. You know, if you sweat a lot, you know, a certain helmet might work better for me than you type of thing. So almost kind of play around with different combinations to get what works for you.
Yeah, certainly. And then balancing the weather forecast into it.
Perfect. So now that we got kind of how to dress and how to prepare initially, what are some items that I should bring along with now that I'm dressed properly and know the forecast?
So with kind of what you would bring, or yeah, kind of the gear to take along, it's more of like the emergency stuff, right? And what you would consider for sort of winter survival if something did go wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, at a high level, you know, we always, like, we have a place for someone to put a spare belt and an extra set of spark plugs, you know, because you just never know having that, those little things at your fingertips might be the difference between being stuck in one spot for a long time or, you know, being able to get going right away. But from a at a high level, you know, things like some type of survival kit, you know, having some water and, you know, a granola bar or some type of food to eat is always a good backup plan and just something that you should always have. And then, you know, having a charged cell phone, and sometimes a charged cell phone can be difficult. So being able to keep that warm, whether it's in a pocket right next to your body or something like that, it's an important, a really important aspect of staying safe and being able to call for help when you need it.
Definitely. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you before that kind of slipped my mind when we were discussing forecast and trail conditions, where are some resources that riders can look for to find current trail conditions out on the trails that they ride?
Two aspects. First one would be, you know, maybe a plug for our ride command. We definitely have trail reports on there. So going to our ride command website and looking at trails is one awesome resource. The second one is the snowmobile groups. Typically have some type of social media, and being able to reference their social media is a handy little tool to be able to quickly go in. And generally, they're pretty good about giving updates and providing information to the users of their trails. So Ride Command and your snowmobile groups or your snowmobile club's social media account.
Perfect. Now, if I'm new to snowmobiling, I might not have this knowledge base of what my local groups are. Is my dealership a good place to kind of understand the groups in my area, or where else can I look?
Yeah, for sure. Go to your dealer. We'll have snowmobile clubs and they'll have all the right contacts and resources to get linked up with them.
Perfect. So kind of keeping on the topic of trail conditions, knowing them, knowing where to find the conditions, how do we prepare ourselves when we're out on the trails and we're going from, say, like you spoke about earlier, in the woods to out in an open field or meadows where the trail conditions change quite a bit? How can we prepare ourselves for what to expect and how to best be prepared for that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, wind speed and the amount of new snow you have is kind of the one of the biggest dictators of what you could expect. And so just knowing those ahead of time is key. And then secondly is sunlight. So riding, you know, when there's no clouds and it's a bluebird sunny day, it's pretty easy. But when you get into a day where it's really cloudy and flat light, it's going to be really tough to see and see obstacles. And that's where you can potentially run into issues of, you know, not seeing some type of hazard, whether it's a tree or a bump or a stump or whatever it might be. Lighting is a very important factor, so being conscious of that and rider aware is definitely an aspect in terms of lighting. And you know, if anything else, you just got to slow down to compensate for any obstacle.
Definitely makes sense. Now, we kind of spoke about keeping this more of a Midwest trail riding topic. Is there any specific tips or information that you would suggest to riders out there on how to stay safe on our trails?
Yeah, there's a whole handful of, call it, hazards mm-hmm. out there in the world or in the riding scenario, but a couple big ones are blind approaches and road crossings. That's something you always got to slow down and look for. And then, you know, culverts or buried obstacles. Those are another couple pieces that, you know, they can sneak up on you and cause a lot of damage. So as long as you're on the trail, generally that's always going to be a great guideline and you're going to stay safe. But in flat light or in ungroomed trail condition, you know, hazards can sneak up on you. And ultimately in that situation, you just got to slow down a little bit and be prepared.
Sure. Now, one thing that if you're an avid rider, you know, been in the sport for a long time, you might have your routine down and you just go about your day to day. But what would you say for those people or for the new beginner is the one most overlooked piece of gear or information when it comes to being prepared on the trail?
I think the most overlooked is body management. And, you know, it's that hot versus cold. And if you're comfortable, it's going to make the day so much better. Mm-hmm. So it's like the most important piece of information that sometimes it can be missed. You know, if you're planning for, you see that it's a great, you know, whatever, it's 10 degrees, nice day to go riding, but it's 30 mile an hour winds, that's cold. That's still a cold day. So then you need to plan for that. Or on the flip side, if it's a really warm day and it's sunny and calm and having the right gear so that you're either, you know, managing your body heat is just such a critical aspect. And it can be easy to become complacent and be overlooked, especially if you just, well, this is the gear that I normally wear. Mm-hmm. And then you're not prepared for the specific conditions.
Perfect.
One thing worth noting, that's an overlooked piece that some people might not know is, you know, getting stuck, it's a part of riding snowmobiles. And depending on how you get unstuck is the situation in which you're stuck is kind of dictates how you get out of it. And if you don't know what you're doing, it definitely is challenging. Any time that you can use gravity to your advantage, the better. So if you are stuck on a hill or a ditch bank or something like that, always trying to get the sled to go back downhill is sort of your first line of defense. And then secondly, if you get stuck on flat ground, kind of the quickest, easiest way is to try and free up your running boards and get kind of the sled back on ground and then dig out in front of the snowmobile. And then hopefully you're riding with some partners and they can give you a ski pole and you can drive out. But definitely a little piece of info. There's tons of videos online on how to get unstuck. And if you don't know, it's a great piece of information to learn to help your day be a lot better in case you do get stuck.
Definitely. Yeah. No one likes to be stuck out on the trail for hours, but keeping on that topic. Now I know we kind of touched about what gear to bring. Are there any types of gear for recovery that you would recommend bringing, you know, if you're riding alone versus riding in a group? You know, what items should you and your ride members have?
Yeah, a shovel is always handy. There's tons of options out there in the marketplace. I mean, they make nice little compact shovels that pack into your bag or on your sled even. And that's a great just tool to be able to move snow quickly and get unstuck. But really, you can do a ton of work with just your body. And if you have a partner or two to be able to give you a pull on the skis and lift the track out of the snow, those are just a couple of the biggest assets that'll get you a long ways from in the point of getting unstuck.
Good to know. Well, perfect. Again, Cody, thank you so much for joining us to educate us about the basics of being safe out on the trails. Appreciate you having you on and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Thank you. There you have it, folks. A great starting guide to being safe and having fun out on the trails versus being stranded and having a bad day. Thanks again to Cody for joining us. And thanks to all of you for listening, downloading, and subscribing. If you like the podcast, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating and share with your friends. We'd like to extend a special welcome to any first-time listeners out there. If you're new, hello, welcome, thanks for finding us, and make sure to browse our archives for more episodes on all things Polaris. Check the description of this episode for links to some Polaris Help Center articles covering snowmobile safety topics. If you have a question or idea for a future episode, again, we'd love to hear from you. Submit your ideas and questions by finding the Contact Us link. So until next time, this is Ben, the Polaris Podcast. Oh, hey again, it's your host Bob here. I just wanted to pop in to remind you that riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, protective clothing, and footwear. Read, understand, and follow your owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities, and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. Okay, I'll be seeing ya.